really were the best of their kind on the coast, had awed them a little. He saw that and was grateful. They understood.
"Really excellent pieces, sir," the young man said.
Sheldon bowed spontaneously. Their eyes, warm not only with human bond, but with the shared enjoyment of the art objects he sold, their mutual tastes and satisfactions, remained fixed on him. They were thanking him for having things like these for them to see, pick up and examine, handle perhaps without even buying. Yes, he thought, they know what sort of store they are in. This is not tourist trash, not redwood plaques reading Muir Woods, Marin County, PSA, or funny signs or girly rings or postcards or views of the bridge. The girl's eyes especially, large, dark. How easily, Chilton thought, I could fall in love with a girl like this. How tragic my life then, as if it weren't bad enough already. The stylish black hair, lacquered nails, pierced ears for the long dangling brass handmade earrings.
"Your earrings," he murmured. "Purchased here, perhaps?"
"No," she said. "At home." Chilton nodded. No contemporary American art. Only the past could be represented here in a store such as his.
"You are here for long?"
he asked.
"To our San Francisco?"
"I'm stationed here indefinitely," the man said, "with standard of living for unfortunate areas planning commission of inquiry." Pride showed on his face. Not the military. Not one of the gum-chewing, boorish draftees with their greedy peasant faces wandering up Market Street, gaping at the bawdy shows, the sex movies, the shooting galleries, the cheap nightclubs with photos of middle-aged blondes holding their nipples between their wrinkled fingers and leering. The honky-tonk jazz slums that made up most of the flat part of San Francisco, rickety tin and board shacks that had sprung up from the ruins even before the last bomb fell. No, this man was of the elite. Cultured, educated, even more so than Mr. Togomi, who was, after all, a high official with a ranking trade mission on the Pacific coast. Togomi was an old man. His attitudes had formed in the War Cabinet days.
"Had you wished American traditional ethnic art objects as a gift?" Sheldon asked. "Or to decorate perhaps a new apartment for your stay here?"
"If the latter," his heart picked up.
"An accurate guess," the girl said. "We are starting to decorate. A bit undecided. Do you think you could inform us?"
"I could arrange to arrive at your apartment, yes," Sheldon said. "Bringing several hand cases, I can suggest in context at your leisure. This, of course, is our specialty."
He dropped his eyes so as to conceal his hope. There might be thousands of dollars involved.
"I am getting in a New England table, maple, all wood-pegged, no nails, immense beauty and worth, and a mirror from the time of the 1812 war, and also the Aboriginal art, a group of vegetable-dyed goat-hair rugs."
"I myself," the man said, "prefer the art of the cities."
"Yes," Sheldon said eagerly. "Listen, sir, I have a mural from WPA post office period, original, done on board, four sections, depicting Horace Greeley. Priceless collector's item."
"Ah," the man said, his dark eyes flashing.
"And a Victrola cabinet of 1920, made into a liquor cabinet."
"Ah.
And, sir, listen, framed signed picture of Jean Harlow."
The man goggled at him.
"Shall we make arrangements?"
Chilton said, seizing this correct psychological instant. From his inner coat pocket he brought his pen, notebook.
"I shall take your name and address, sir and lady."
Afterward, as the couple strolled from his store, Chilton stood, hands behind his back, watching the street. Joy. If all business days were like this. But it was more than business, the success of his store. It was a chance to meet a young Japanese couple socially, on a basis of acceptance of him as a man, rather than him as a Yank, or at best, a tradesman who sold art objects. Yes, these new young people of the rising generation, who did not remember the days before the war, or even the war itself, they were the hope of the world. Place difference did not have the significance for them. It will end, Sheldon thought. Someday, the very idea of place, not governed and governing, but people. And yet he trembled with fear, imagining himself knocking at their door. He examined his notes. The kasuras. Being admitted, no doubt offered tea. Would he do the right thing? Know the proper act and utterance at each moment?